If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast. Hi, hey, hello. My name is Desiree. If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are returning, welcome back. So today, as you have seen by the title and the description, we're going to be talking about how to hear the voice of God. There are three practical tips that I want to give you that has been fail-proof for me in hard seasons, in high seasons, like no matter what I'm going through. And if I want to hear the voice of God more clearly and be more intentional about my communication with Him, these are three things that I do. I have the help of my new book, Her Strong and Courageous Faith, which is a 5-week guided devotional journal for women. And basically what I did in here is very intentionally showed you how I hear the voice of God, how I communicate with God, and how He responds back to me. So as I share with you the three ways and go more in depth about how I hear the voice of God and how you can, I will show you examples within this journal so that you can start implementing them in your life, or you can purchase this book on Amazon and do the same alongside with me. So when I started my notes for today's video podcast, God gave me this and I was like, oh, that is so good. That is so good. I am definitely sharing that with them. And this is what He told me: to receive consistent communication from God, you need to be in consistent communication with God. Let's rewind that back again one more time. To receive consistent communication with God, you need to be in consistent communication with God. Okay? God is always speaking, constantly, always speaking through song, through conversations that we have with people, through sermons, through videos like this, through written word. So many different ways that God speaks to us and that we can hear His voice. But sometimes life, our surroundings, things just get so heavy or so busy or so chaotic that we have a hard time hearing His voice consistently. We have a hard time recognizing when He is speaking. We have a difficult time shutting out the noise and taking the time to have quiet time in order to hear from God. It can be very difficult sometimes. But even though it may be difficult for you to hear God, just know He is constantly speaking. Constantly. But in order for you to be in communication, you have to be in constant and consistent communication with Him. So what is communication? Let's start there. There are four types of communication: verbal communication, written communication, visual communication, and nonverbal. Let's talk about the first way that I consistently hear from God, and that is through journaling. Journaling is one of my top favorite ways to hear from God. I write down my thoughts, I write down my experiences, I write down my prayers, I write down my concerns, my questions, like anything that's going up in here, I'm gonna write it down. I don't really have a consistent like schedule, a hard formula of how I have to journal, and you don't either. Whenever you just feel like there's just so much in here and you need to get it out, and you, especially if you don't want to share it with other people or you're not in a place to like understand like how do I communicate this with somebody, the best thing to do is to journal it, to write it down, get it out of your head. Put it on paper. Just the act alone of writing, that rhythmic writing, is therapeutic. And I know some people like to type and stuff, but like writing it out just adds another level to it. It even says it in the word, write the vision and make it plain. Like, yes, technology is great, but sometimes you just need to write it out. It's also like just a great way to look back and reflect on how far you come and see what prayers have been answered, to see where you were in life and how much you have grown, or just, it's just such a great way to reflect on what God was doing in your life when you didn't even notice it in the moment. So in my book, I will show you an example here of how I journal. Sometimes my entries are short, sometimes they're long. Sometimes I will write out Bible verses that are speaking to me. Sometimes I will feel like I'm just writing my thoughts and then God would give me a word. The voice of God for me is not necessarily like somebody is standing next to me and speaking to me. It feels more like internal. It's in my mind, but also in my spirit. You ever have the feeling like something in my gut is telling me not to do this, or I don't know, I just had this instinct to do this, or something said or something felt like that? Sometimes it's the Holy Spirit working within you and God speaking to you. Your gut instinct, that is one way that God will speak to you. Be like, oh, it's my gut. But it's like, it's not your gut, it's God. He's trying to tell you something. Pay attention to that. Or sometimes it could be like in my mind where you're like, I heard God loud and clear. I could not ignore it. Like it's in your thoughts. Like you hear yourself thinking. It sounds like that to me sometimes. Sometimes it's very loud. I'm going to stop talking for a second. And I want you to scream as loud as you can, but not out loud. Don't use your vocal cords. Scream in your mind and hear how that sounds. You hear that? It's like, I'm like, can you hear that? But you can't hear me, but can you hear yourself? Sometimes it's like loud and clear. It just feels like go. Sometimes I hear his voice in songs. Like I would just know, like I would hear something and it would speak directly to what I'm going through. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like God was speaking to me through that song. Just the lyrics alone really spoke to me. What they were singing or how they said it. Or you come across a video on YouTube or on social media or whatever, and something that they said just like really stands out to you and it stays with you. That's some ways that God can speak to you. So what I like to do is when I have those moments, I would go in my journal and I would write them out. I will write out the lyrics. I will write out the scripture. I would just write out what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. And that is what I did in my book. I included my journal entries so that you can see not only my thoughts and how God was speaking to me and how he was working in me and how my mindset was shifting and changing, dealing with postpartum depression, anxiety, chronic burnout, feeling lonely, feeling neglected, abandoned. Like I was just feeling the worst of the worst. But when I journaled my thoughts, my feelings, words that came to me, phrases, scripture verses, things that I knew and I'm like, oh, let me go look up. What does that mean? Let me go look up the definition of that. I would go look up the definition and then the definition alone is like, oh, okay, God, I see, I get what you're talking about, what you want me to know in this moment, and then I will go and write it out. And so many times when I've written it out, as I'm writing, I can feel the presence of God coming back and communicating back with me. So I write in a style as if I'm talking to somebody. Most times it's me talking to God, like, hey, God, you know, and I may not say like, hey, Lord, you know, blase, blase, blah. But I will talk as if I'm having conversation. It's very like conversational. It may feel one-sided conversational reading it, but there are times when I'm writing to God and then I feel like his spirit like just come over me or just like kind of take over, and I will start writing things that I know that was not from me. Like I couldn't think of that, and I feel like he's speaking back to me. And so as I'm writing, he is speaking back to me as I'm writing. And after I'm done writing, sometimes like literally my hand writing will change. I can tell like, okay, this is God talking right now. This is not me. Like he is downloading something to me and I'm writing it out. And now after I've written, I can go back and read what he's speaking to me and I could pray over it and just continue the communication with God about it. And I give examples of that in my book. I call them whispers from God and I had them italicized. I believe you'll be able to clearly see like, okay, Desiree was writing, this is her thoughts, but now God is speaking. And what God is speaking to me can apply to so many people. One beautiful compliment that I got from my mom is that when she just by reading the summary in the back of the book, she was like, I just felt like finally somebody gets how I feel. because even though the circumstances weren't the same, the way that I articulated and explained how I was feeling, it was exactly the way that she was feeling. And that will allow me to segue into the second way that I hear God's voice, is that when you read other people's experiences or you hear their stories, it may not be the same exact situation or experience that you have had, but there is an element of relatability that comes with it. I didn't have the words for the emotions that I felt, but you just said it, and that's exactly how I said it. You just described how you felt or what that experience was like for you, and I can totally relate to that feeling, that thought process, that mindset, that perspective. And that is a beautiful way of how God also speaks to us in His Word, the Bible. And that is the second way that I hear the voice of God, is through reading the Bible. Each day of my journal, I have a scripture of the day written out, and then I have Bible verses for you to meditate on that complement, relate, and further explain the devotional passage for that day. And I did that on purpose because I didn't want to just give you one scripture and then give you my thoughts and then, okay, let's move on to the questions that go with this thought. No, I want you to go into the Word and meditate on the Word. It is so important for us to read the Word of God because the Word, the Bible, is Jesus. It is God. And in the Bible, it feels like sometimes like those were in Bible days, the culture, the circumstances are so different. But like I said, even though circumstances and culture may be different, the experiences are the same. Like there is literally nothing new under the sun. So when you go back and read the Bible and you're reading these stories of these people in Bible days, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, you're reading the prayers of David in Psalms, you're reading the wisdom that Solomon had in Proverbs, you can relate to it because, like, even though I don't know exactly what it feels like to have somebody come in, like, trying to kill me and come attack me, or that I lost my child, or that I was abused, or being in war, or have experienced famine, even though you may not have experienced those things, the emotions, the feelings is still relatable, and God still speaks to you, and it still can give you wisdom and insight on what to do in your current day, present day situations. So it's so important to go back in and read the Word of God. Like I said before, I like to sometimes write down the scriptures. It's like nice to have the Bible on your phone and you can highlight and make notes and stuff, but it's even more impactful for me, I believe, to have it in your hand, like have the Bible in your hand, highlight, underline parts. I know some people are into like journal Bibling and some may feel like I'm not really artistic or I don't feel right like doodling, but you don't have to use those sections to like doodle. You can use that to write notes and date your notes so that you could come back to it later on. And when I write out those verses, either in the Bible, but more so in my journaling, it is just so, again, therapeutic. And I feel like God continues to like pinpoint words in the verse that I can then highlight, underline, or go look for the definition of what that word means. And if you have a concordance, or you can Google even like what was the Hebrew meaning or the Greek meaning, like what was the original meaning for this verse, and like break it down, like that's a great way to do Bible study. Like if there's a certain verse that is speaking to you, you can go and look up what the original text said, and then just break down again each word, and that way God continues to speak to you and you can understand, okay, this is what He's trying to tell me in this situation, in this moment. This is what I need to know. This is some new wisdom and insight that I can have to move forward in my decisions or just in life in general. And then the next page, after you've read the scripture of the day, you've read the journal passage, you've read the Bible verses, then you have a space for reflect and journal. And this is a great space also if you're not keeping a separate journal. You can use the devotional guide. There's plenty of space for you to write out your Bible verses of that day, and also space for you to write out your reflection for that day. And I have questions that coincide with the passage of the day to help you not so much just hearing my story, but also like you digging in, like, how can I apply this to my life? What do I think about what she just wrote? And God, what are you trying to tell me through what she said? How can I go a little bit deeper and make this applicable for my own life? The devotional is split up into 7-day increments, and there are 5 weeks total of these 7-day increments. So the first 5 days is my journal entries, your Bible verses to meditate on, your reflection and journal section. And then the 5th day is meditate on God's word. And so I still have a scripture for that day, but then I also go back and pull the scriptures of the day from that week. Then I encourage you to pick either one of those that really stands out for you for that week. Like if there was one scripture that like you just could not let go of for that week, like you can write it out again and then reflect more on it. Or if there's another scripture that God has been putting on your heart, you can write out what that scripture or scriptures are and just take more time to just meditate on them, look up the definitions of words, pray them over yourself, and just really soak in what is God trying to tell me through his word today for this week. And then my 3rd way of how I hear the voice of God is through prayer. So prayer, it is a two-way street. It should not just be like, God, give me, amen, and then you move on. If you want to consistently hear from God, you need to be in consistent communication with God. Communication is a two-way street. One person speaks, the next person listens, you process, you respond, and you reflect back. You're communicating, but you're not having conversation. So I'm communicating to you, but I'm not having a conversation with you until you go down in the comments and you comment something, and then I can comment back, and then we can start a conversation back and forth. So I think a lot of people fail in that area, and not only fail, but miss out on hearing the voice of God because they're communicating to God, but they're not in conversation to God because they're just telling him what they want, what they need, and then they're getting up and leaving instead of waiting to hear from God. And so again, like I said, hearing from God could be, it could be auditory. It could be like somebody is like literally standing in front of you and you hear the voice, or it could be internal. It could be something that your thought process, that God is like reflecting something to you and you're hearing it in your thoughts, or you're feeling it in your spirit. You're feeling like a gut thing, like, I feel that. Like, you're able to have communication with God when you pause and stop talking and let him have a chance to respond back to what you said. And sometimes you may feel like, I don't hear anything, I don't feel anything, I don't really see anything. But I promise you, when you go to bed, you might have a dream, or you may come across a conversation with somebody or have a conversation with somebody. And that's when you start to hear God answer those things that you prayed about, those concerns or those questions that you had. You'll start seeing God answer them in all of these different ways. In my first book, Her Bold Faith, which is a 31-day guided journal, I talked about how God gave me an acronym on how to pray in one of my quiet times. And it was one of those moments where I was journaling and having devotion time and journaling and just like kind of pausing and just kind of like processing what I had written and what I was reading. And God gave me this acronym for pray, which is P is for pause, R is for reflect, A is for assess, and Y is for yield. And so it is a thoughtful way. I said mindful way. Some people don't like mindful, but I think of the scripture that just came to mind. See, this happens all the time. Like, I don't know. And this is something I'm practicing. I'm like, learning how to memorize scripture. So right now, side note, me and my kids are memorizing Psalm 91 because I really want to know scripture. I want to know chapters. I want to know, like, oh, I know a piece of it, but I want to know where it came from. I want to know the whole thing. So yeah. But this happens to me a lot where I would say something and then like a phrase or a word, and I may not know the whole scripture, but I'm like, oh yeah, there is a scripture about that. And so the scripture, and I'm like, I know that that's God telling me, like, go look up the scripture, go read the scripture. And sometimes I will just read the verse, and then sometimes like I end up reading like a whole chapter, like just to get the whole context, and just like, he just keeps speaking to me. But when I said some people don't like the word mindful because they connect it to Eastern religion and things like that, and yoga and all of that stuff, when I think mindful, the scripture that came to me is like, who am I that you are mindful of me? Is that it? If it is a scripture, I'll insert it right here. But it's definitely a song by Israel and Nubri. It's like, who am I that you are mindful of me? He is mindful of you. He is thinking of you. You are in his thoughts. And this acronym that he gave me is a mindful way, a way for you to be mindful and thoughtful and intentional about the way that you are praying. That's what I mean by being mindful, a mindful approach to prayer. And so pause everything that you're doing. Pause, just stop. Like, you may be like, unless you're driving, but like, even if you're driving, you're listening to something, like, turn the music off. Turn off the podcast, like pause the distractions. Okay. Then reflect on how you're feeling in your body. Like, are you feeling tense? Are you coming to God tense? Are you coming to God feeling sad? Like, where are your emotions? Where are your feelings? Do you need to relax yourself? Do you need to take a moment to breathe? Like, have you been holding your breath? Do you need to breathe? This is especially great when you're in one of those moments when you're feeling like you're having a panic attack and you want to pray, but you're like, I can't because I'm like, pause, reflect, how am I feeling? Let's address that. Let's take care of that. Now, let's assess, what is it that's going on in my mind? How am I thinking? Are these thoughts true? Are they false? Are they lies? Are they opinions? Do they sound like something that God would say about me? Or that something that God would want me to do? Like, assess that with God. Like, God, help me to understand. Like, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. Is this true? Is this not? Do I need to, like, change my thoughts? Like, what do I need to do? And then yield. You give it all to God. Like, God, I am giving it to you. I pump the brakes. I'm trying to do it myself. I'm giving it to you, and I am just putting it in your hands, and I'm trusting you to do what needs to be done, whatever is in my best interest and whatever would give you glory, yielding it to God. And so that is one way that you can pray. Especially, I think he gave that to me because it was a time when I was really struggling with my mental health, really struggling with my emotions and everything. And that was just such a beautiful way for me to pray, to come before the Father, not feeling anxious and like tight wound and just like, ah, but like, let me calm down and have a thoughtful, intentional conversation with you, and then give you everything that I'm feeling and trust you that you're going to take care of it for me. In this journal, I wanted to implement another way, which is the X method. And it's not one that I came up with. It's been around for a very long time. And I have that outlined in their journal. And X stands for adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Adoration to God for who he is, giving praises. In Psalms, it says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. You are giving God praise and adoration for who he is, what he's done. Like, just God Almighty, you are the Most High God. You are the ultimate God. You are the only God. Everybody else, anything else, all these idols cannot compare to who you are. You are God Almighty. Confession of sins. You are confessing of the sins that you know of and the sins that you don't know of. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Adoration. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That part, that is you confessing, like, Lord, I apologize. Forgive me for what I know, and name them out. What did you do? Were you gossiping about somebody you know you shouldn't have gossiped about? Did you do something without integrity that you know that you should have done? Did you say something that you shouldn't have said? Did you do something that you shouldn't have done that you knew that was wrong? Confess your sins. Repent for your sins. A lot of us don't do that on a daily basis. Like, it needs to be a daily thing. And I'll admit, like, I don't think that I consciously do that. Like, confessing of my sins daily. You need to confess of your sins. Like, God, please forgive me for what I've done. And then if there are things that you don't know that you've done, and God, if there is anything that I have done that did not please you, that was not according to your will, that did not reflect you well, that did not bring you glory, God, please forgive me of those things. Show them to me. Make them clear to me so I know, so that I don't repeat it again. But Lord God, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I repent for that. And then thanksgiving, giving God thanks for the blessings and the answered prayers. That's where your gratitude comes in. God, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for helping me to get that job. Thank you for helping me to figure out what to say to my kids so that they could do what they needed to do. Thank you for teaching me how to, you know, whatever it is. Thanking God, giving him thanks. And then supplication, which I had to look that up when I was writing. It's like, what is supplication? I've always heard of supplication, but supplication is a heartfelt and humble prayer for others and then ourselves. So you are praying for others, like, God, so-and-so is going through this. Lord God, please help them. I am believing that you're going to come through for them. I know that you can deliver them. If it is your will, Lord God, do what you can. Like, just praying for others, like, heartfelt. And I just, like, yeah, I'm just going down the list. Yeah, touch so-and-so, touch them, touch that. No, like, heartfelt, like, really, like, be intentional, be specific. Like, what it is that you want to see for that person? What are you believing for? And then pray for yourself. So putting others in front of you, and then praying for what you need. Like, Lord, I'm not like demand, like, God, I need you to do this and blah, 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 blah. Like, there is declarations and then there is demands. I don't think God needs anybody or wants anybody putting demands on him. Like, but it's so funny. I'm just thinking about, sorry, y'all. I'm just thinking about, see, and that's the beauty of when you are in consistent communication with God and you are having you can have these conversations with God that just tickles you, that soothes you, that comforts you. Yeah, so that's what supplication is. Sorry, I totally got off the point. But yeah. So those are the three ways in which I hear God's voice, that I communicate with God, and that he communicates with me. And like I said, in order to have consistent communication with God, you need to be in consistent communication with him through either journaling, Bible reading, or prayer. Those are three great ways. Even if you don't want to journal, you're like, girl, I ain't gonna do the journaling. I can't get with that. Pray and read your Bible. And I tell you, God will speak to you. You give time for him to talk back to you. You give yourself time to just reflect and to pause and to not just rush through the reading, rush through the prayer. Like, give yourself time to just pause and just sit and process and think about, what did I just say? What did I just read? God, what do you want me to get from this? Even before you start your Bible reading, I'm doing that more and more to be intentional. Like, God, I'm not going to just jump in the word. Like, what is it that you want me to hear? What do you want me to get out of this? Please help me to see. Please highlight for me what words, whatever it is that you want me to know during this time that I'm reading. Like, please give it to me and please let me see it. And you will find that he may not answer you right then and there in that moment, but as you go on about your day, you will come across, like, for me, one of the earliest ways that I knew God was consistently speaking to me was when I always said, like, the pastor, are you reading? Are you, seriously, Are you reading my journal entries? That was one of the things that drew me to my pastor. Give a shout out to Pastor Scott Thomas of Free Life Chapel. Woo, woo! And I've been with them for many, many years. But one of the things that drew me to his ministry was that every Sunday that I went, I was like, dude, are you reading my journal? Are you reading my diary? Like, no, like, just about every Sunday, if not every Sunday. And that was another difficult season for me. I had backslid and I was coming back to God and trying to, like, rebuild my relationship with God. Yeah, your girl was a mess. But, I would journal, you know, thoughts and stuff like that. And I would come to church on Sunday and he's preaching about it. Or he would say something that spoke to what I had just written days before, the night before in my journal. And that's been also happening with his son. Now his son is one of the pastors and he preaches. Shout out to Caleb. But I would be like, yo, like, okay, you're doing it again. Like, you're reading, like, can you just not read my diary and just put it all out on the pulpit for everybody to hear? Like, can we not do that? So that is like, that is just such a beautiful way that God will speak to you. And I will hear songs and I was just like, you guys, I'm just so in love with, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a diehard Jesus girl. I would die for that man. I would die for God in a heartbeat. I would do anything for him. And even if it feels uncomfortable, there have been so many times where I have had to do things that felt very uncomfortable and out of character for me. But eventually becomes in character for me. And like this book, Her Strong and Courageous Faith, I ran away from it for so long. And even the title, like, I don't know what the title is going to be, but like, he just kept showing me nuggets. And the more that I journaled, the more that I prayed, the more that I read the word, that strong and courageous, there was a point when I was having to figure out like what the title was going to be. I was reading in Samuel, I believe it was. And strong and courageous kept coming up. Strong and courageous. And I finally thought, okay, that's going to be the title. All right, I get it. That's what you want the title to be. So it's just amazing how God, he wants to talk to you. He wants to be in conversation with you. He's constantly communicating with you. He's just waiting for you to pause and listen and to do the things that will allow you to hear from him and talk back to him so that he can be in conversation with you. And that is how you build relationship, conversation, intimate time, quality time. That is how you strengthen and build a relationship. And that's how you can continue to deepen your relationship with God. So I hope that that was helpful for you and that you are even intrigued into looking more into my book and getting it for yourself. And that it will be an encouragement to you. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Got a couple more seconds. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for your gift of just wanting to speak with us and be in communication with us. I pray, Lord God, for those who are watching, who are struggling in that area, that they will be able to take something away that I said, more than one thing, but at least one thing, and that they will hear your voice clearer than ever before. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Or you can visit www.decaliseartstudio.com. You will get updates, you will get freebies, you will get inspiration, and you will also get friends and family discount on upcoming artwork and products. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.